Nolte, Woke Superman Comic Book Sales Nosedive. By John Nolte on January 28, 2022. DC Comics turned Superman into a bisexual who fights climate deniers. And to the shock of no one who lives in the real world, the comic has bombed. Bounding into comics reports. Previous estimates for the book's sales showed it was in the gutter, with Comicron claiming the first book of Superman, Son of Kal-El, only sold 68,800 issues back in July when it first debuted. That was good for the 17th best-selling comic of the month. The most recent data compiled by Comicron reveals that the book's third issue only sold 34,000 copies in September. That was good for the 77th best-selling comic of the month. That 68,800 number for the first issue is even worse when you compare it to previous Superman number one issues. When the series was rebooted when Brian Michael Bendis took over the title back in 2018, Superman number one sold 133,700 copies. Other Superman number one editions sold 118,434 copies, 105,380 copies, and 118,376 copies. Bisexual Superman, who now has a boyfriend with pink hair, has already fallen out of the top 50 comic sellers. What a humiliation, after all, this is Superman we're talking about. The most famous superhero of all time, and DC's woketards killed the brand so effectively it couldn't crack the top 50. It should be pointed out that bisexual Superman is not Superman Superman. Bisexual Superman is the son of Superman Superman and Lois Lane, but who cares? These people are out of their minds. Well, all I can say is God bless the free market. Even as the woke fascists shit all over everything, at the very least, normal people can enjoy the glorious spectacle of watching all things woke fall to earth in a flaming ball of fail. Oh, and bisexual Superman also refuses to fight for the American way. Instead, bisexual Superman fights for truth, justice, and a better tomorrow, which sounds exactly like something a bisexual Superman with a pink-haired boyfriend would fight for. I don't even want to know what up, up, and away means now. What did these woke Nazis think would happen? Like movies, comics are supposed to be an escape from the real world. The bisexual stuff is bad enough, but a Superman who fights climate change and saves illegal immigrants from racist white guys? Maybe I'm being too cynical. Maybe bisexual Superman makes sense. I mean, when you grow up watching your old man running around in tights all day. You want a gay superhero, create your own. This fascist, jackbooted march of woke imperialism against our culture is grotesque. Well, except for the 100% failure rate. That's pretty entertaining. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.